Warp Pipe Wednesday.
What's up, Jay?
Once again, the intro seems short to
it's
me,
fast,
but I'm assuming
it's a fast one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where are you like used to the longer one? Like for
it's like on my end, for some reason, it's not showing the whole thing. It's just like showing like a half of it, so it doesn't seem like I saw it all.
Oh, okay.
But when I went back and watched last week's, it shows the whole thing. So it's just something on my end because my computer sucks.
Fair enough.
That's all it is.
Speaking of, I was editing the other day. I've been editing the Top 3 Tuesday episodes, and my computer was like killing me in Final Cut. I'd like move one clip and then it'd be like pinwheel, pinwheel, pinwheel.
I hate that.
And then I'm like, let me drag this audio. And then it's like pinwheel, pin. I'm like, literally every single edit, I had to wait for a pinwheel. And I ended up shutting the computer off like 5-7 minutes, turning it back on, made sure like everything was shut off except Final Cut Pro. And then it was kind of working. It like can't keep up to the speed that I want to edit at, essentially.
Right. So it's frustrating.
It takes longer to edit the video. You know, it takes me probably 2 hours to edit it, and I could probably get it done in an hour if it was like, you know, quick. So
how old is your computer? I thought this was a new one.
It's fairly new. Yeah. Let me see about this Mac. 2019.
Dang, bro.
Yeah. So
why can't Mac just like make something that lasts forever? Instead of these. Let's see when mine was made, and then you guys will see the kind of problems Russ has to deal with.
Oh God.
When he's trying, mine's probably like 20.
Wait, I'm on a laptop. Yours is a desktop.
Mine is a desktop. So yeah. Theoretically it should have a little more kick. I feel like.
Right. A lot of people had asked like, when do you go desktop? And I'm like, I really need the versatility of the laptop. Cause I'll be here like capturing gameplay footage, live streaming. But then during the day, I'll be in the kitchen so I can watch my daughter, but also edit at the same time and kind of bounce back and forth. So it certainly helps having the laptop.
I can't. Mine's so slow it won't even pull up. It'll probably pull up halfway through this. So it's just, we can just move on. I want to read this comment though from Retro Island Boy. It says collecting the Bahamas is pretty tough. I didn't think about that, but I could see that being challenging. Not too much to find. Unfortunately, occasionally you get lucky, so it's a lot of eBay. I can imagine. And it's probably pricey to like have some stint to an island.
Right. For those who are listening, we are live streaming the podcast now, so we have comments coming
That's
up
right.
live. So if you didn't know that.
Yeah, sorry. Some context would be nice, Jay.
You're just jumping in. I just got off streaming. I was playing Fire and Ice, which we ranked last week with our Tecmo ranking video.
Yeah, I saw a few comments. The one comment that I remember, someone was like, I'd probably bump Ninja Gaiden, and maybe it was Ragnar up to first, but other than that, they were pretty happy with their rankings.
Right, yeah, a lot of people were commenting while I was live streaming tonight, too, like they enjoyed the episode, and I was like, I felt like it was going to be mixed because there's not a whole lot of games that people know on there. There's a lot of sports games, which we didn't play a lot, so it was hard to rank those, and it's just right. Like, all right, you got your Ninja Gaiden 1, 2, 3. And like a few other titles that maybe people knew about. So I was like, all right, not too bad. But I figured, hey, let me stream Fire and Ice, which was on that list, as well yeah. as Solomon's Key, which I hopped in for 2 levels and I got stuck on level 2. And I'm like, this is way harder. Yeah. The like enemies are coming down and I'm like, I'm done.
Oh, come on. I'll have to stream that one day when I get my streaming stuff straightened out.
But Fire and Ice, I beat 3 of the worlds. There's 9 levels in each world plus the boss level. So we got through in 2 hours, 3 of the worlds.
Nice.
And I didn't have to look up any solutions except I was like, oh, let me go to the last level and do world 9. And I got stuck on that one. So I did have to look up a solution how to beat that one. But overall, it was pretty enjoyable.
So my thing just popped up, Russ, finally. It says late 2015. So
late,
we're almost going on 10 years that yeah. I've had this computer.
It's definitely
no
time
wonder
for
it's garbage.
Get a new computer.
Yes.
I mean, my main thing is, like, time is very valuable with how many things I have going on in my life. And I'm like, if it takes me so much longer to edit, that's valuable time that I'm wasting when I know I can edit faster with the computer. So it's almost, you have to, all right, it's been a few years, got to get a new computer. I know the new Macs have this M1 chip, so I would hope that they can process the stuff a little bit faster. And some of the videos I did edit in 4K, which does take longer, but now I've just kind of been cheating and I'll edit in 1080p, then open a 4K project and just drop it in and export at 4K.
Nice.
So it kind of upscales it, because realistically, this camera cannot shoot 4K. My GoPro can shoot 4K. So when I'm on GoPro footage, it's real 4K. With this, it's just scaled anyways. And I'm like, I don't know, is that helping my videos with some people? Like, oh, it's 4K, I'll watch it. I don't know. I figured maybe it's an extra thing.
I don't know. 4K means nothing to me. So it doesn't help me watching Rust.
I'm shooting at 60.
You're shooting at what?
960 or 720p.
There you go, 720. That's for me.
We got a question, Jay, for you. Grant wants to know, Jay, are you going to the trade show in Williamston on Saturday?
So I'm not going to Williamston. I was invited. I put a post up on my YouTube for them to give them a little bit of hope. Hopefully somebody paid attention to it. I wish I could go, but I will be watching my mother this week, because every other week I hang out with my elderly mother who has dementia and take care of her. It unfortunately falls on trade show, so I will not be attending.
Won't make it.
Won't
that's
make
all right
it.
Maybe next year. I haven't heard of that one before.
It's just a little day show. Okay. It's like a one and done kind of little day show. But the I can't remember the name of the game store, but there's a game store right beside Toy Federation. You've been to it, Russ. Remember the little game store behind Toy Federation?
I mean, maybe.
The toy store. Real? Okay, fair enough. Anyway, they're part of it. So they reached out to me and they're like, hey, I know we don't talk to you much, but you want to come to this? And I was like, I can't, unfortunately, but I'll post you something online. So
there you go.
But guess what, Russ? Retro Island Boy talking about finding Majora's Mask down there. Guess what? I went to a yard sale this past week. I slept in even. Like, it was like my alarm went off at 7 and I was like, I don't want to get up. So 8 o'clock. I can't talk. 8 o'clock.
Good old 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. I was trying to say clock and rolls. Good old 8 o'clock rolls around. And I'm like, I need to get up. So I get up and I go to this yard sale and I go to one house and they're like, we don't have anything. But I used to have a Sega CD. I go to another house. Like, we don't have anything, but those people over there, we think do. And I'm like, really think that. So I go over to this other house and I'm looking around and like, just can't believe I didn't see this. So I just ask, because, you know, I waste too much time looking in case somebody else pulls up. I'm like, you guys have any old video games? She's like, yeah, right there. And I was like, right in front of my face is this big tote.
Oh, wow. Super Nintendo. You're like, I'll take the whole tote. What are you asking?
So that was my first question. What are you asking? And the girl was like, $100. And I was like, ooh, that's my style, is cheap can get, you know? And I was like, what about 50? And she was like, some guy actually came by earlier and offered me 80. And I said, no, I want 100. But if he comes back by, I'm going to sell it to him, you know? So I'm like, fine, what about 85? You know, like, I'll beat him by $5.
Right, right.
And she's like, 90.
Damn.
So it wasn't really a great deal, but I still think I can get my money back. Some of the standouts were the Super Game Boy.
Super Game Boy. Yeah.
Super Mario World.
Okay.
Donkey Kong Country.
So you figured maybe, 2020, maybe 30 for the Super Game Boy? I don't know. I'm kind
of
guessing.
Yeah, something like that. I was going to say 20 for each one of those, so that's 60. And then there was a Lion King Aladdin combo.
Yeah.
So I figured 20 for those together. There's a Mario is missing. And then the Snickle Fritz. Miss Pac-Man. Oh, this is one I'd never seen before. Tiny Toons Wacky Sports, which I think is like a $25-$30 game. Let's see if I can get it in focus.
Okay.
There we go. Never seen that before.
Not sure if I played that one.
I was happy to see this. Home Alone.
Nice.
Star Trek, which I think is a garbage game. Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. This I thought was kind of cool. Spider-Man.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's probably
even though I played it, and it wasn't super great. And then you can't see it because it's still sitting over there, but I got Star Fox too.
Okay, well, decent also,
not too. So the only game I think I might actually hang on to is Star Fox and then sell the rest and try to make my money back plus some. So
gotcha.
But it's just like when you see games at a yard sale, it's so hard to pass it up. You know what I mean? Just because it's so rare when it happens.
Right, it's out of the blue. You're like, not, oh, real video games? And you said you went late. You like figured the pickers already came. Like, hey, you got games at 8 in the morning.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you don't get there, like, the second they open, you miss out. So the fact that it was still sitting there, like, blew my mind. J-Rit's right.
Just finding games at a yard sale is a win, it seems.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I can't say the last time I've been to any yard sale or had time to go to a flea market, because most flea markets are, you know, Saturday, Sundays, and I work all weekend, and I go in at 5 a.m. So by the time I get out at like 1:30 or 2 o'clock, everything's got to be gone. Yeah. So the few times I had Sundays off, and we had other stuff planned, and I just couldn't get to it. And then same thing with, you know, tag sales are usually Saturday, Sunday as well. So
yeah,
it is what it is. I'll just hit up the Goodwills, Savers and all that, and kind of pay eBay prices, I guess.
So the other funny thing was, the lady was like, yeah, she was like, we actually found the Super Nintendo a month prior, but we didn't think we had any of the games, so we didn't know how to test it, so we just threw it away.
Oh man, they threw it away, not even donated to Goodwill.
I was like, what are you doing with your life? Like, she was like, I know, it probably works just fine. And I was like, this thing's like tanked, dude. Like, I'm guaranteed it worked.
Right. Maybe it was a little dusty or this and that. You didn't have maybe get a new power
supply. I wish I would have been her trash, man. I'd have been like, yoink.
Yoink. I'm taking this one.
Yep. I bet trash dudes find all kind of rad stuff.
But, I mean, I guess it's got to be sticking out, like, of a box or something like that. They're not going to be looking through bags, right? They're just hucking it into the trash bin.
I don't know. I feel like I used to be friends with somebody in some video game group from Florida, and I think their dad was like a trash man, and he was always finding stuff. It was crazy. I don't know what the guy's name is, so I have no context for the story. But
we did have a bulk pickup in my area, so they usually have it twice a year, so you could put out tons of stuff, and I ended up putting out 2 lawnmowers at my mom's that were kind of on the fritz, and she texted me a little bit ago and was like, they're gone, someone took them.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I'm sure someone will try to mess with them and get them started again. But you kind of drive around and see what people put out, and you're like, oh, look at that.
Ever get anything cool doing that, Russ?
Not that I can remember. I like seeing it, but it's like we have so much stuff. Can I really bring it in? We did score at our condo complex. We do have a like big trash bin, and people leave stuff on the outer perimeter,
right?
Because it's fenced off. And I found a freaking new TV that was there, like a flat screen, and just needed a remote. Worked fine. They probably just got a new bigger one and didn't feel like throwing it out. So I ended up
who doesn't sell this stuff though?
I know. I'm like, you could have got like 40
20 bucks?
20 bucks? Yeah, I mean, like, if you trade me for a pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Anything, right?
So I was like, all right, that works for me. It's almost the same size. I ended up buying one off of David Apuzzo. That's a older flat screen. So it's a flat screen, but it still has AV inputs and it's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
And I was like, geez, I almost prefer the thinner, lightweight one.
There you go.
Nice. I'm trying to think anything else we got going on.
The bad guy says, what's up, guys?
What's up? Welcome to the live stream.
You bad guy, you.
I've been getting a quite a few of the NES overlay sticker orders on my Etsy shop. I put them up on my Etsy shop. I guess I could showcase it while we're here, while we're hanging out. Yeah,
do a commercial. Why not?
I got a few like international orders. One went to Canada. And trying to think where the other one went to, but
that Super Castlevania one was sick.
I was like, Jay's probably gonna like this one here.
I did. Yes, I did.
Let's see. Will it stay on here? So here's my my setup. They only allow you a certain number of pictures, and I thought this was the cleanest setup. Yeah. So I did 5 designs. They show them, Jake, right there. And then I do like, this is kind of like the mock-up, and here's like actual photo of what like the Zelda one looks like. And then you go over to the next Zelda, which is
that's a good one.
What would you say? It's like a landscape photo of it or whatever.
Yeah, it's like looking at like a Death Mountain.
Right. So then I put, you know, I put actual photos in here. I got Ninja Turtles. And they're $12 shipped on here.
I feel like you made me this one before. I have one of these, like a custom NES controller from you with that on it.
Yeah, someone had wanted that version of it. So I was like, you know what? I'll add it to the site. Let's see. Well, let me stay on here. But I got other ones here. So I made like batch 1, batch 2. Batch 3 with NES, and then I got 2 for Super Nintendo here.
Oh yeah, there's a
let's
sick.
See. I'll have to
that one's beautimous.
Does it let me? No, I have to like remove this and then present the other page. let's see, where is it? This one right here.
So here's all my that weekly Warpipe T-shirt at some point.
Oh yeah. Huh? So I did Link to the Past, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Super Castlevania, and Super Mario World.
Those are so sick.
And I've just been, you know, using these in Photoshop. And what's great with this one, like, I took the kind of box art, and then you use the
AI generator?
The AI generator to kind of expand the sides over here a little bit. And it did a pretty good job. And you know, lined it up pretty good so Simon's face isn't like over the select button or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But overall,
love that.
We'll see if some people gets it. And someone did suggest that I should make them for the, what is it called? The 8-bit dough Super Nintendo controller, where it has the thumbsticks, you know, okay, kind of over here. So I'll have to do a redesign because he said maybe that will open up my clientele for more people to check them out, but they've been going good. And someone did a custom order with, I don't know if you've seen the John Cena Super Mario thing going on.
No.
You know who John Cena is, though, right?
The wrestler.
Right. So there was some promotion that came out, and I don't know what it was for or anything. I don't follow wrestling as much. But they took the art and kind of made it like Super Mario 3. You see?
Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
So it has like John Cena with his towel, never give up. And then John Cena with his, you know, whatever thing here. So someone wanted a controller like this. And they also wanted a label for the NES game. He's going to make some of the NES games. And I guess when he sees John Cena, he's going to give him a controller and a.
Oh, that's sick.
Cartridge. So I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. So I got that ordered. And then someone else ordered some custom overlays for Super Glove Ball, Dash Galaxy, and Mega Man 3.
Interesting.
Which is like so odd. He's like, I love these games. And I was like, I'll see what I could come up with for that. And he liked my design. So I gotta send those out as well. So
I just did a Super Glove Ball short on that I had previously put on TikTok, but now it's on YouTube. So
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can't say I ever played that game, but I guess it works the best with the power glove, right?
I would say it works best with the remote control.
Well, it is, as under my impression, it is the best working game with the power glove.
Of the power glove games, right. It's the best. Okay, fair enough. Probably so.
Since that was like the pack-in or like pilot game or whatever, and then
it's
just grabbing the balls.
Grab and throw.
And throwing it. I wonder, let's see, maybe, oh, I don't have my My drive in. Oh, wait, can I do this? I'm kind of curious. I wanted to show you guys the designs of the power glove thing. Oh, I got to sign in and all that crap. I can't do that.
That's going to be annoying.
It's not saved. I'm on. What the heck am I using here? Google Chrome. Everything's Google Chrome. On Safari. So with
yeah,
passwords.
That's same for me. Because the only time I get on Chrome is to talk to Russ. Because right, whatever, StreamYard?
StreamYard does it off of that. But I do try, like, I have TubeBuddy for YouTube to do all your YouTube stuff. And it's a plugin only on, it works best on Chrome. So yeah. I was like, oh, man.
I got TubeBuddy.
TubeBuddy. Let's see. I'm going to try with Google. I don't know if this is the correct. No, it's not. Not that one.
Look, Russ. I know I've already told you, but TubeBuddy's the one that told me I hit 10K.
You get your little thing. If you scroll down, it has a little thing you could share, so you could post that to do a post on your community page.
This little guy here?
Yeah, like the little achievement thing. Click on it, and then it gives you a post. Like, click on the 10,000 subs.
Share this milestone. Bam. Right. Sweet.
Hey, 10,000 subs. Jay made it.
Finally.
Now maybe you can put out your newest video.
I got to finish editing it. My goal is to finish it tomorrow night and then have it out Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
So we'll see. I
feel like that's doable. Then I'll make my response video.
There you go. Chris has been waiting.
All right. That won't load. That's fine. I'll maybe post a picture somewhere to show you guys. It was a nice couple, gamer couple, that reached out to me, and they're like, "Can we shout you out onto the channel?" And I was like, "It's fine with me. Let people know."
You're like, "No, don't tell people about me, please."
Yeah, don't send any customers my way.
It's a secret.
Do 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 do.
Richard Cart Collector says, "Super cool stuff. I just ordered a couple from you last week."
Oh, nice. So
He got some stuff from you, Russ.
Got some overlays. I shipped
some
out.
Overlays.
Yeah, because it's funny because I had showed my wife. I was like, oh, I got an order. And then I think later that day, like another order went through and I was like, oh, dope. And the last one that went through, I was actually short one of the Nintendo Power Face one.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had one paper left and I was waiting for this other order to go through. And on my bad, I was setting it up. I printed it, set it up. I fed it into my Cameo. And like, I was looking at something and I just like nudged it ever so slightly or whatever. And I should have stopped it, reset. I was like, whatever. I walked out the room. I came back and it cut all the overlays wrong.
Like,
it didn't line up. And I was like, nah, I have to throw this out. I have more paper coming in tomorrow. It said it'll be here by 7 p.m. So I ordered a batch of new papers, so I'll just have to redo them. So I was like,
redo.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I just forgot until just now, because you said that, I have to do that giveaway now.
Oh, yes, that I said sent you got, the 10,000 subs.
10,000 subs, I'd give that controller away with the cool colors.
There you go.
All right, well.
See, got to head over to the NES Addicts channel and set that up.
Well, what should I do, Russ? What's the best way to do that?
Do giveaways? I don't know. I feel like giveaways are tough. I did one on my live stream last week and I was like, hey, trying to get people to interact with my older videos. And I was like, just go leave a comment on like some of my older videos. And I think I got like three people that left comments. And I was like, you know what? Everyone wins.
Everyone wins. You're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner. I'll have to think about it. If anybody has any good ideas in the comments, let me know.
You could always do a short that seems like gets more pushed or whatever than a post
or
YouTube video, or just do a promotion on the short. Be like, hey, do you guys want to win this controller? Well, head over to my community page and like the post that I made earlier, you know, whatever. Directly.
Yeah.
Need to go.
That's a good idea.
So, cool.
I'll do it.
Sweet. I guess we'll wrap this up and get into our next topic.
Our regularly scheduled show.
So we appreciate everyone hanging out. Quick shout out to the Patreons, supporters of the podcast. We got Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills. supporting the show. Support us over at patreon.com/RussLyman. Check out Bull Airs. They have an awesome stock of sweet custom shoes and clothes, hats, all your gear. And if you do use our code, we have a code. Let's see, where's my thing? Boop. Save 10%. Use WarpPipe10. Save 10% on your order if you head over there. Someone call us. Please, someone call us and leave a voicemail. We have a phone number. It is 949-682-9277. You can leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know some topics you want us to cover. Anything like that. And be cool. Sweet. That wraps it up, guys. Be sure to check out the weeklywarpipe.com. As always, I am Russ Lyman, and keep your world fun bit by bit. We'll see you later.